From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is headline news every day. How is the media frenzy surrounding her candidacy shaking up the race for the White House? And President Bush announces a plan to shift troops from Iraq to Afghanistan. What will be the impact? Here to answer these questions and more, we have Robert George. He's an associate editorial page editor for the New York Post. Also joining us is Mary Frances Berry, a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and the former chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Mary, Robert, nice to have you back.
Hello
good to be
there,
back.
Tony, Robert.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Let's talk about this. During the primary season, Hillary and Bill Clinton often complained about how much media attention Senator Obama was receiving. But now it seems the shoe is on the other foot. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has been all over the news since she was selected as a Republican vice presidential candidate. Mary, Senator McCain is making joint appearances with his running mate. Some would even say it seems more like the race is between Obama and Palin. What about that?
Absolutely. For some reason, it got to be Palin versus Obama, and Obama is responding directly to Palin. So now I think it erodes attention to him, and I was glad to see that Obama started going on the attack and attacking McCain instead of talking about Palin all the time, except for the lipstick on the pig comment. But, yeah, it had gotten to be at the convention and right after the convention and in all of the media appearances they were making, it sounded like Palin versus Obama for a while there.
I'd imagine, Robert, that as a the Republicans would say, well, this is not too much attention for her, and she's hot, and hot in meaning in a news sense. Let me clear that up.
Come on now.
Tony. You have to be careful. Actually,
it was kind of a slip of the tongue there, but this is what's really very interesting here is that, yes, there's a whole lot of attention on Palin, but what the Republicans, what the McCain campaign has been very smart in doing, the Obama-Biden campaign made a slight error the day that Palin was introduced. The very first release they put out was, oh, she's a small-town mayor, you know, of 4,000 people, 8,000 people, and how can she be ready to, you know, run the country? Within hours, they backtracked and they welcomed her to the race. But from that moment on, the Republicans have been able to kind of set this up that either the Obama campaign or the broader media is acting in a disrespectful, at times sexist way. And so even yesterday they jumped on this lipstick on a pig, which is, you know, from time immemorial, that's just typical political rhetoric. In fact, McCain used it himself, talking about Hillary Clinton's healthcare plan a year ago. But the Republicans have been very smart to make Palin the focus here and make it seem that a political attack against McCain Palin is actually a sexist attack against Palin herself.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Mary? It's this. The Democrats were presumed to want to use Hillary Clinton to counter that. Now, she's been out on the stump somewhat, but apparently that's not something that she is intending to get too deeply involved with regard to having
absolutely
a woman against a woman.
Right. She doesn't intend to. That's what they've announced, primarily because a lot of her constituency going forward that she is leading and plans to lead consists of women who are in those states, working class women there in the heartland. And many of them identify with some parts of Sarah Palin, that is the group of those who just wanted a woman. And who aren't really focused that much on the differences in the issues. And I don't think she wants to be strung out as being a let's make it woman, oh, woman. And she said, according to the campaign, she preferred to talk about McCain and his policies. But I wanted to say quickly that the lipstick on the pig thing, the problem with it was not that it isn't a hoary label that people use in debate, but that the timing of it, coming right after the lipstick Palin thing, the timing. And I don't know if the campaign of Obama intended that, but I don't really mind because it shook up the campaign some more and got some more debate about
It is actually interesting because Obama himself when you see the actual full-length clip of that, it's clear that Obama's making a transition, talking from McCain to using this phrase, lipstick on a pig. But the reaction from the audience makes it very clear that the audience at least thought that it was at least an elliptical allusion to
Palin's
statement.
Yeah? A wink, wink, nod, nod kind of thing.
A wink and a nod.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let me ask you this with
regard to... A dog whistle that everybody heard. Well, maybe I shouldn't use the word dog whistle. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to be very
careful. Oh, no. Don't do that now, Robert.
Let's talk about the strategy going forward with the campaign, in part because it seems as if the McCain strategy at the moment is to concentrate on the battleground states like Ohio, mm-hmm. and that Obama is going into some traditionally GOP strongholds. Why do you think, Mary, that Obama is taking that tack? Is it because he can afford to financially?
He's got the money. He raised a lot of money this month, according to preliminary accounts, despite the fact that there was some concern about whether he would or not.
I think it's probably even higher than they're hinting.
Right. He also thinks that some folks out there in those states where he won the caucuses and some of those red states in the primary season, that some of them, particularly in the places where there are university towns or lots of young people, or professional people, various cities that may be isolated in some of those places, and in areas in the South where there is a black vote, say in North Carolina, for example, that he might be able to make some inroads, or at least he can keep the McCain campaign off balance and force them to spend some money in those states. The McCain campaign is focused laser-like on the battleground states, the typical battleground states. And the reason for that is that even though they have been ahead in the polls, although the polls have settled down somewhat now to make it a tie, in the state-by-state electoral vote count, they still are behind and they have a problem and they need those states. So they have different strategies based on what their internal polling is telling them about where this race is going.
My question for you, Robert, though, is whether or not the Palin being on the ticket has altered, to what degree it may have altered the McCain strategy.
Well, it has to a certain extent. The most obvious thing that the Palin pick has done has been to energize the conservative base. And I think some of the possible red targeted states that Obama was looking to go after, I think, are sliding back into more reliable Republican control. North Carolina, for example, Georgia is another one I think that they were looking at. Virginia is still in a kind of a purple area. So what's really the major shakeout of this now post convention is that after all of this possible talk about trying to, get other states, it looks like we're going to be battling over some of the same states that we've been talking about over the last couple of years. Michigan, obviously, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, always, and maybe with the exception of a couple of the western states like Colorado and Nevada. But otherwise, it's basically some of the same battleground states we've had for the last three election cycles.
Now, Tony, the real story for this week is what's going to happen with Palin. Is she going to have continue to attract people and not enough found in her background to sort of bring her down, or in the interview that she finally gives and whatever other ones that she gives that are unscripted? So it's like, what is the shelf life of all of this appeal? And will she be torn down, or will, and what impact will she have on the polls in those battleground states that Robert was just talking about? And we'll know that by next week. Robert.
Will she be a road to nowhere, or will she be a road to the future, or a bridge to nowhere? Is what I wanted to say.
Well, that's really interesting. I want to read this. We were going to talk about Bush and the troop withdrawal, but we don't have enough time, so I'm going to go back to one more point on Sarah Palin, because the whole country is
once
talking.
Again, Palin is pushing the issues out of the way,
and it had to do with all of the misinformation and disinformation about Sarah Palin that is being that's all over the media, internet, and elsewhere. And this is a quote that I saw in the Washington Post just today from John Feeney, who was a GOP strategist, and talking about whether it's fact or fiction doesn't really matter as far as Sarah Palin is concerned. Here's the quote: "The more the New York Times and the Washington Post go after Sarah Palin, the better off she is, because there's a bigger truth out there, and the bigger truths are she's new, she's popular in Alaska, and she's an insurgent. As long as those are there, these little facts don't really matter. I thought that was very interesting.
And if they don't find a smoking gun, some of the things that have come out are that people are saying that some true, some not true, so far haven't been things that really diminish her, and some of them have been shown to be false, and even the ones that are true haven't really diminished her. There needs to be some big thing that somebody finds. Otherwise, in the end, I think Feeney's right. It's going to help her rather than hurting her.
Robert, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds or so to chime in.
What John Fury's comment made echoes something that John McCain's campaign manager, Rick Davis, said last week. He said very, very openly, very, very candidly, he said, this election is not going to be about issues. It is going to be about the composite view, that was his exact phrase, composite view of the candidates that the electorate comes away with. And that seems to be the ground that the Republicans are playing on right now. And I'm not sure if Obama and Biden have quite figured that out yet.
It seems as if the question about whether or not it was a brilliant or stupid pick for McCain, has that been answered to your satisfaction?
Oh, that's been answered. I mean, politically speaking, it's been a brilliant one, and it has really knocked off of their balance on what had been a pretty superb campaign run all year long by Obama.
And I have to agree with that.
Wow, you guys agree. That's great. I guess that's a good time
just
for us
about
to end.
That. Well,
Robert and Mary, thank you as always. Robert George is an editorial writer for the New York Post. He joined us from our NPR studios in New York. Mary Frances Berry is a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and the former chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. She spoke with us from Morris Creative Services in Eastham, Massachusetts.